Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. Today, we're going to talk about the Phoenix Shot Tower, and let's start by getting a few things straight. First, no, the Shot Tower did not make ammunition for the Patriots during the Revolutionary War, and no, it did not make cannonballs to repel the British attack on Baltimore in the War of 1812. What it did do is make a ton of shot for hunters on the Chesapeake Bay. More canvasback ducks met their demise from shot coming out of here than one can count. Let's start at the beginning. The tower's cornerstone was laid in 1828, and on top of it went somewhere around 1.1 million bricks. At 215 feet, it was the tallest structure in America. So the question is, why did we need such a crazy tall building? And the answer lies in an English plumber named William Watts in the 1700s. One night in 1782, William dreamed he was in a field during a rainstorm, only instead of water droplets falling from the sky, the droplets were molten lead. When he woke up, he had an epiphany. If lead were melted down into a liquid and dropped from a high enough height, it would form into droplets, just like water did. William jumped into action by adding stories to his house in Bristol, melting down bars of lead and pouring them through a sieve into a tub of water. Eventually, he found the right balance between the height of the drop and the size of the molten lead droplet. You see, if you don't have enough height, the lead droplet remains in the shape of an amorphous blob, not the perfectly round sphere you're looking for. And if you have too much height, friction from the air as the droplet falls will turn it into a teardrop shape. Towers designed specifically to make this type of drop shot, that's what its name was, started popping up in England and by the early 1800s in America, and in 1828 in Baltimore. Like other shot towers, inside of ours, men climbed circular stairs and poured molten lead through big sieves down into a tub of water at the bottom, churning out lots of shot for Maryland's duck hunters. The tower operated for decades, but closed in 1892 in a nefarious nationwide plot by a company called the Shot Tower Trust Company. This group bought up shot towers across the country only to close most of them to control the supply and raise prices. They bought ours, closed it, and in the 1920s sold it to a gas station called Union Oil, which promptly proposed demolition to clear the way for a new service station. Baltimore erupted in fury. Our mayor at the time, William Browning, immediately came out for preservation, and then just as immediately recanted and said the city wouldn't pay to save it. Eventually, a gentleman named George Radcliffe stepped in. With the help of a committee of volunteer citizens and notably women's groups, Radcliffe and his colleagues raised $17,000 and bought the building and then gave it to the city. If the Shot Tower had a pretty stable existence in the first part of its life, making drop shot, its existence over the last 100 years has been a wild ride. Engineers have installed pipes that blew colored steam, making it look like flames were shooting out of the top. During World War II, it became a training center for the National Guard, and during the Cold War, it was an official fallout shelter. In the 1970s and 80s, the tower was part of the now-defunct City Life Museums. Today, it is a designated Baltimore City landmark owned by the city and cared for by two friends groups, Carroll Museums, Inc. and the Edgar Allan Poe House and Museum. I'm going to wrap up by suggesting the next time you go by, think of William Watt, the English plumber, and his crazy dream that led to the invention of drop shot. Think of the tons of lead produced here each year for duck hunting on the bay. And think of the citywide effort that saved one of our most precious historic places. For more information on the Shot Tower, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute Histories videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.